from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says Indonesia's non-permanent member of UNSC reflecting international appreciation. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla to attend conference in Japan. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo said that Indonesia's election to become a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council UNSC is a reflection of the international community's appreciation of Indonesia's track record. In his social network on Sunday, he said that democracy and tolerance in Indonesia will become an asset for Indonesia to play an active role in the UNSC. With the election of Indonesia to become a permanent member of the UN Security Council for the 2019-2020 period, Indonesia's role at the global level will increase and represent Asia-Pacific countries. This support exceeds two-thirds of the members of the UN. President Joko Widodo also affirmed that the international community's trust to Indonesia should be carried out well. He appreciates and congratulates Indonesian diplomats who have ushered Indonesia to become a non-permanent member of the UNSC. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla left for Japan on Sunday evening, June 10, to attend the 24th International Conference on Asian Future in Tokyo. He is scheduled to meet over dinner with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and other Asian countries' leaders on Monday evening, June 11, as part of the conference agenda. On Tuesday, June 12, Vice President Yusuf Kalla will deliver a keynote speech on the future of Asia. He is also scheduled to review courtesy calls of Vietnamese Prime Minister Truong Hoa Binh, New Zealand's Minister of Economic Development David Parker, and Chairman of the Japan-Indonesia Association Yasuo Fukuda. The annual forum organized by Nikkei is also attended by Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir bin Mohamad, Korean Deputy Minister Kim Dong-yoon, Vietnam's Deputy Prime Minister Truong Hoa Binh, and Singapore's Deputy Prime Minister Teo Chi Hien. Deputy Chairman of Commission 1 of the House of Representatives DPR, Satya Widya Yuda, believes that the election of Indonesia as a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council UNSC for the 2010-2020 period should be able to strengthen the role of the UN. He appreciates Indonesia's hard work to the non-permanent member of the UNSC. He also reminds that Indonesia must continue to take strategic steps in the international arena by playing an important role in realizing world peace and order according to the mandate of the 1945 constitutions. Satya Widya Yuda said in Jakarta on Sunday that the election of Indonesia to the UN Security Council should be able to reinforce the increasingly weakening role of the UN. He also affirmed that Indonesia must be critical including to the U.S. government, to review its action to have moved its embassy to Jerusalem. This shows that Indonesia has a prestige in the eyes of the international level on which the credibility of the UN is unfavorable these days. Chief Presidential Staff Muldoko said that the women of Indonesia's Seven Summits Expedition Mahitala Unpar or Parahyangan University team, which has conquered the seven highest peaks on seven continents, is the pride of the nation. This was affirmed by Muldoko in a written statement received in Yogyakarta on Sunday, June 10. He remarked that they have become the pride of the nation, inflame the name of Indonesia in the international world, so that outsiders can no longer underestimate Indonesia. He also congratulated on the outstanding achievements. Muldoko added that the struggle made by Didi and Matilda is not easy. He noted that they are great people who are always making challenge. The spirit of facing this challenge should be made viral to younger generation. Indonesian female climbers Francisca Dimitri in Kirawang, 24 years old, and Matilda Dwi Lestari, 24, managed to wave the red and white flag on the summit of Everest on May 17, 2018 at 7:15 a.m. Indonesian Western Standard Time. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Executive Board of Nahdlatul Ulama appreciates the effort of the government that made Indonesia elected as a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, UNSC, for the 2019-2020 period. The election of Indonesia as a permanent member of the UNSC is the right momentum to realize the commitment in struggling for world peace. NU Secretary General Helmi Faisal Zaini, through his written statement on Sunday, viewed that the momentum should be utilized by the government to voice strategic issues. One of them is war on terrorism and radicalism. He also said that Indonesia should be a reference not only in terms of commitment to fight terrorism and radicalism, but also about the model and its handling. He added that PBNU also encourages the government to keep promoting and addressing the strategic agenda on Palestinian independence. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Puan Maharani, monitored the flows of post-fasting Eid al-Fitri or Lebaran travelers in 3 points in the Trans-Java Toll Road on Sunday, June 10. Minister Puan Maharani sat at the Cikopo Toll Road gate, West Java, in a press release on Sunday, that she wants to see the flow of Lebaran travelers who are going home or celebrate Lebaran festivities, particularly those who are departing from Jakarta to West Java, Central Java, and East Java. She also monitored the flows of travelers at the Cikopo Police Station in West Java, Panurukan Rest Area of Brebes in Central Java, and Kertasari Toll Gate, Central Java, and rest area 575 km Ngale Paron, Ngawi, in East Java. Based on her monitoring, Minister Puan Maharani claimed that she still could see dense flows of vehicles from Jakarta to Bekasi and from Bekasi to the main toll gate in Cikarang. She hoped that security officers would continue to make anticipation and help smooth the flows of traffic. The last item, Chairman of the Election Supervisory Board, Bawaslu, Abhan, ensures that his side continues to strengthen the representation of women in the internal institution. The step is considered to be the starting point of realizing women's representation in the political sphere. He also explained that his side is still conducting the selection of members of supervisors. Is still conducting the selection of members of supervisors at provincial, district, and city level, either in the form of additional members or overall recruitment. Abhan said in Jakarta on Sunday that after The selection team is formed. Bawaslu will socialize massively to encourage women to join Bawaslu members in provinces, districts, and cities. He also pointed out that the selection team has the maximum authority to recruit men or women to become members of supervisory board. On one hand, Abhan admitted that the representation of women in the election organizer is still insignificant. On the other hand, it has done a lot of socialization. He promises that in the future, Bawaslu will improve the enthusiasm of women to join in the election of members of supervisory board at provincial, district, and municipal levels. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says Indonesia's non-permanent member of UNSC reflecting international appreciation. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla to attend conference in Japan. That was the news.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Commentary. The title of today's is Being Elected as Non-Permanent Member of the UNC, Indonesia Carries Out the Trust of International Community. Indonesia was elected as non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council UNSC for the period 2019-2020. This is the fourth time for Indonesia to be elected to the position. The result of the election makes Indonesia directly become viral in Indonesia. Shortly after the result election in the General Assembly of the UN, read out President Joko Widodo in his Twitter account expressed his gratitude. With some promises, Indonesia will carry out the world's order based on independence, eternal peace, and social justice. Indonesia becomes a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council, replacing Kazakhstan, whose membership period will expire in December 2018. Since the beginning of the nomination, Indonesia has already been in great confidence to be re-elected as a member of the UNSC. Through the voting process, Indonesia defeats Maldives that might want to expand its influence and in the UNSC against sea level rise. So far, Indonesia has been known as one of the top 10 countries sending peacekeepers to various conflicting regions through the United Nations, UN. Indonesian contribution to frequently participate in fighting against terrorism and radicalization becomes an advantage to have reached 144 votes of 190 UN member countries. A lot of friendly countries deliver congratulations to Indonesia. One of them is United Kingdom Ambassador to Indonesia, Muhsin Malik. In his Twitter account, Ambassador Muhsin Malik said that the UK is ready to cooperate with Indonesia to maintain the world peace. By being elected as a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council, Indonesia is entrusted with the international community. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi feels that the support of member countries of the UN must not be separated from the track record of Indonesian diplomacy. They also see the democracy and tolerance in Indonesia as an asset to be able to play an active role in the UNSC. The world is waiting for the concrete word of Indonesia as a member of UN Security Council from January 1, 2019. The hard work to maintain and build world peace, prevent conflict in some regions across the world, should be implemented in a bid to create a global peace and stability ecosystem. The voice of Indonesia, which represents the Asia-Pacific countries, is expected to be stronger in every formulation of the UN's policy. Hopefully, the trust of UN member states can be carried out as expected. Indonesia should become a permanent member of the UN Security Council with strong influence in maintaining world peace, counter-terrorism problems, and realizing independence for the Palestinians. Thanks to the people of the world who support Indonesia as a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, UNSC. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Today in History, Operator Service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start from an event on June 11, 1962, when General Gatot Soebroto passed away. General Gatot Soebroto, who was active soldier in three eras, has become a soldier of Dutch East Indies in the Dutch occupation period, member of Defenders of the Homeland in the Japanese occupation on People's Security Army. He played an active role in the war to defend the independence of Indonesia as commander of Division 2, commander corps of military police and governor of regional military of Surakarta and surrounding areas, and he also extinguished Indonesian Communist Party in 1947. A man who was born in Banyumas on October 1909 also became initiator of the establishment of the Academy of the Armed Forces of Republic of Indonesia, which was changed to become National Military Academy. General Gatot Soebroto has firm stance and high solidarity and strong character. He passed away in Jakarta on June 11, 1962, in the age of 55 years old. The general was buried at Mulyo Harjo Village, Ungaran, Yogyakarta. On his great services on state after his death, General Gatot Soebroto is inaugurated as national hero. The next event was in 1963, Monte at Buddha Thich Quang Duc burned himself until death. Quang Duc is a monk at Buddha, Mayana from Vietnam, burned himself until death at Changshan in Saigon on June 11, 1963. He opposed the persecution of Buddhist community by the government of Roman Catholic of South Vietnam, led under Ngoc Dinh Diem during Buddha crisis in the country. After his death, Quang Duc's body was cremated, but his heart is still undamaged. The action was considered as a turning point of Buddha's crisis and has important role in overthrow Diem, who was killed on November 2, 1963. And the last event was in 2007 about landslide in Chittagong. On June 11, 2007, heavy rain which caused landslide covered slums at surrounding hill area of the city of Chittagong, Pakistan. Previously, the experts have warned the increase of landslide because of the government of Bangladesh failure in limiting illegal tree clearance which happened in Chittagong. Total victims were reported at least 128, included 59 children and more than 150 injured. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku. My Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. Today, the topic is Indonesia must have food sovereignty. Before around 500 farmers. President Joko Widodo pointed out that the role of farmers will be increasingly important and strategic in the future, so it should be continued to be developed along with the advancement of digitalization of agriculture technology. The president was quoted by a news agency by saying that it's time for the farmers to improve themselves in order to increase their productivity. On the sidelines of Walking PC, President Joko Widodo launched the Agriculture Entrepreneurship and Digitalization Program of Agriculture in Selinyat District, Indramayu Regency West Java on last Thursday. During his speech, President Joko Widodo was accompanied by Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno, Agriculture Minister Andit Amran Sulaiman, Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto, Deputy Chairman of Commission 6 of the House of Representatives DPR, Dito Ganinduto, and several directors of the state-owned enterprises. President Joko Widodo emphasized that the role of farmers is very strategic because food will become one of the commodities to be in great demand by most countries. The president also affirmed the necessity to digitalize agriculture supported by entrepreneurship capability of farmers becomes the main factor to win the competition in food sector. The president also emphasized the importance of developing the technology and entrepreneurial ability of farmers when post-harvest comes, because a lot of benefits can be obtained by the farmers. President Joko Widodo visited directly Mitra Usaha Milik Desa Bersama, Silenyet, that is also a partner of PT Telkom Indonesia. The unique as a village-owned enterprise at regency level consists of 14 village-owned enterprises and a joint group of farmers, locally called Gapotan Association, which consists of 127 farmer groups, or Poktan, and 7,009 farmers. Selenyet unit production is 54,000 tons per year, with a total land area around 4,384 hectares. The unit Selenyet is one of the farmer entrepreneurship pilot projects that implement agriculture digitalization system with an application Farmed Logistics, or LOGTAN. This application becomes a digital platform that integrates four cycles of agriculture. They are pre-planting, planting, harvesting, and post-harvesting, a bit to improve productivity and farmers' welfare. The type of the unit includes financing of people's business credit, fertilizer distribution and horticultural marketplace with major customers and farmers and village-owned enterprises. President Joko Widodo said that such a business model would be evaluated within the next 6 months or a year. If the first program in Indramayu is successful, the government will do it for farmers' group in other regions. In a sense, Indonesia wants to build a more efficient farmer corporation organization which is able to give farmers great benefits, and these models can be developed because the biggest benefit is post-harvest. Well, listener, that was my Indonesia Today, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with news in brief. President Joko Widodo said that Indonesia's election to become a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council UNSC is a reflection of the international community's appreciation of Indonesia's track record. In this social network on Sunday, he said that democracy and tolerance in Indonesia will become an asset for Indonesia to play an active role in the UNSC. Vice President Yusuf Kala left for Japan on Sunday evening to attend the 24th International Conference on Asian Future in Tokyo. He is scheduled to meet over dinner with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and other Asian countries' leaders on Monday evening as part of the conference agenda. Deputy Chairman of Commission 1 of the House of Representatives DPR Satya Widayuda believes that the election of Indonesia as a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council for the period 2010-2020 should be able to strengthen the role of the UN. Chief Presidential Staff Muldoko said that the women in Indonesia's Seven Summits Expedition Mahitala Unpar or Parahyangan University team has conquered the seven highest peaks on seven continents is the pride of the nation. The executive board of Nahdlatul Ulama appreciates the effort of the government that made Indonesia elected as a non-permanent member of the United Nations Security Council, UNSC, for the period 2019-2020. Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Puan Maharani monitored the flows of post-fasting Eid al-Fitri or Lebaran travelers in 3 points in the Trans-Java Toll Road on Sunday, 10 of June. Chairman of the Election Supervisory Board, Bawaslu, Abhan, ensured that his side continues to strengthen the representation of women in the internal institution. That was News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's Citizen, we will introduce you to Sombori Island in Central Sulawesi. Stay tuned. Listeners, the sea territory of Tolo Gulf geographically enters into Central Sulawesi province. Its sea has great marine biota. Thus, the sea is utilized as marine tourism object. The beauty of Tolo Gulf can be enjoyed from Sombori Island. The island is located at the south of Tolo Gulf, precisely in Morowali Regency between South Bungku District and Menui Kepulauan District. Listeners, Sombori is conservation area consisting of clusters of beautiful atolls. Part of the island becomes residence of fishermen, but they are more empty places without being touched by human beings. Sombori area can be accessed through Kendari, the capital city of Southeast Sulawesi. And then you can choose through land or sea transportation. If you choose land transportation, the trip takes for 6 hours to Lafeu Port, Bungku Pesisir District. Then, this is continued by using sea transportation around 1 hour to Sombori Island. While if you use sea transportation, it will take a half day by ship. While if you use speedboat, it takes around 4 until 5 hours. Listeners, to enter Sombori Island, you will be welcomed by amazing scenery. The sea has quite waves and also high cliff at the left and right side. To enter more deeply, more amazing sceneries will welcome you. There are many clusters of atolls in various sizes and forms. There is prominent coral without vegetation so that giant coral is covered with shady and exotic trees. The atolls have beach with white and clean sand. With the sea conservation area around 41,000 hectares, Sonbori is a haven for lovers of undersea activities. There are various kinds of forms and colors of animals, and there is also coral breeding in the ocean. Sea anemone, which becomes home for various ornamental fish, shakes following the stream. A club coral or table coral can be easily found here. Currently, many tourism packages are offered to visit Sonbori Island with affordable cost. That was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Menginap di Rumah Teman, or in English, Stay at Friend's House. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about menginap di rumah teman, or in English, stay at friend's house. Joko shows room for Tony and beg him to take a rest.
Tony, ini kamar kamu.
Oh, terima kasih.
Semoga kamu betah tinggal di sini.
Oh, saya pasti betah.
Amin. Silakan beristirahat ya.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some expressions related to the topic today, menginap di rumah teman, or stay at friend's house. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Ini kamar kamu. Ini kamar kamu. In English, this is your room. Betah. Betah. In English, feel at home. Semoga kamu betah tinggal di sini. Semoga kamu betah tinggal di sini. In English, hope you feel at home here. Saya pasti betah. Saya pasti betah. In English, I definitely feel at home. Silakan beristirahat. Silakan beristirahat. In English, have a good rest. To convey hope, you can use the words semoga, mudah-mudahan, in English, hopefully. For example, semoga kamu betah tinggal di sini. Semoga kamu betah tinggal di sini. In English, hope you feel at home here. Another example, semoga kita bisa bertemu lagi. Semoga kita bisa bertemu lagi. In English, hope to see you again. There are various answers for the hopes, but shortly you can use the word by saying amin. Other examples:
Mudah-mudahan saya bisa ke Indonesia. Mudah-mudahan saya bisa ke Indonesia. In English, hopefully I will come to Indonesia. You can answer it by saying, amin. Saya tunggu. Saya tunggu. In English, I wait. Well, if someone say, semoga kamu lulus, semoga kamu lulus, in English, may you pass the exam, you can say, amin. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for your listening clearly, let's follow again the conversation.
Tony, ini kamar kamu.
Oh, terima kasih.
Semoga kamu betah tinggal di sini.
Oh, saya pasti betah.
Amin. Silakan beristirahat ya.
As an exercise, please send us your voice recording in Indonesian language to our email address at voi@voinews.id. There will be interesting prizes for the selected senders. Please describe a tourist spot in your country by mentioning the country's name, the name of tourism object, the location, and the weather in that place. Please convey more information if any. For example, alamat rumah saya adalah Jalan Jambu nomor 4. Warna rumah saya putih dengan pagar berwarna hitam. Rumah saya mempunyai 2 lantai. Di depan rumah saya ada pohon mangga. Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today's edition. Hopefully this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with another interesting topic. Sampai jumpa. Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia. Hello listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present Kroncong Song, sung by Indonesian talented singers Bram Aceh and Savitri. To initiate today's musical segment, let's listen to the first song entitled Hanya Engkau by Bram Aceh.
Riang-riang
The song Hanya Engkau by Bram Aceh. The song is a love theme song which tells about a man who is adoring his lover. He feels always happy when the beloved woman is close to him. That's a glimpse of the song Hanya Engkau dedicated by Bram Titali, or better known as Bram Aceh. His ability to present keroncong songs has brought the man who was born in Banda Aceh a nickname of the father of keroncong Indonesia. Bram then gave birth to generation of singers who developed Indonesian music world. They are Harvey Malaiholo, Irma June, and Glenn Fredly, his grandchildren. Bram's career began when he won the competition of keroncong Jakarta Raya in 1955 as the first winner. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Melati di Tapal Batas by Savitri. Happy listening.
Thank you.
The song was composed by Ismail Marzuki, a talented music composer of Indonesia in the era of Indonesian independence struggle. The song is still enjoyable to listen and always inspires patriotism and nationalism spirit. The song was dedicated by Nur Agni Savitri, or better known as Savitri with modern kroncong music. To present kroncong songs, Savitri was usually accompanied by ukulele, flute, and violin music instrument. Thanks to the encouragement of her parents, Savitri was finally interested in kroncong music and focused on the music. Moreover, singing kroncong is an irreplaceable pride during her life. Well, listener, to conclude our segment for today, let's listen to the last two songs entitled Juwita Malam by Savitri and Terkenang-kenang by Bram Aceh. Happy listening. Sampai jumpa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.